Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Ettingham, and today we are being joined by the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti. And Lindsay, thank you so much for stopping in.
Hey, glad to be here. Thank you.
You are absolutely welcome, as we are ending almost towards the end of July. August is almost upon us, and so lots going on. Last week, you know, the big thing was the Second Street Block Party, and talk about that. How did everything go? Was it a good turnout? Let you take the floor.
Yeah, thank you. So Second Street Block Party, this is our fourth year. A new band this year, Encore Legends. All in all, I would say successful evening. So there's a lot of work that goes into it. And then, of course, you know, it's a long day of preparation. And so then you just, fingers crossed, hope everyone comes out and enjoys themselves. Yeah. You know, there's always things that we talk about for making tweaks from year to year. But overall, I think that we can call it a success. It's one of three fundraisers that we coordinate for the chamber. And so it's a matter of, you know, we want it to be fun for the community, but also the bottom line of it is to help us offset some costs of other community events that are free. So we talked about this before. It's different than all of our other ones, being that it is 21 plus and there is an entry. And so I think, you know, we're shifting that a little bit to get people used to that, because all of our events normally are free and it's family friendly and things, but really focusing on the why that we're doing that. You know, ultimately, we wouldn't be doing it unless we were doing it as a fundraiser. Sure. And providing that kind of different kind of event. And so, like I said, I think there's always some things that we can shift a little bit from year to year. We get suggestions like in real time sometimes, or things that are like too late now, but we'll think about it for next year. So there's always room for improvement, everything that we do. And so we'll be talking about what that could look like for next year. But all in all, a big thank you to everyone that came out. So we had a great turnout with sponsors supporting the event that helps cover our expenses. We had a great response from volunteers. We couldn't do it without them, with three different gates and ticket tent and beer tent. You know, so it's like it takes bodies to do that. And they wouldn't sign up if they didn't support the chamber and the community and the event itself. And so just a big thank you for people that gave their time in the morning to set up and during the event as well. And then also, you know, thanks to everyone that showed up and paid $5 to be there and support the event and show that they support those kinds of events, they support the chamber, all of the little things that go into it as well, like with the band and our partners to help make it a success. So I think we'll continue to do it and, you know, maybe make some minor tweaks. We had a lot of comments about timing and things like that. And I think it's always something where, you know, you want it to work the best that it can for everyone involved. And so what does that look like in the future? But yeah, we had shy of 400 people come out, I think, from the gate count. And so that's right about where we've been for the last couple years. And so I think some of the reunion groups had fun, and that's been a fun layer to the event as kind of a backdrop to bringing people together. So yeah, all around, the weather held out. It was nice. You know, all of those things that kind of factor in to feeling good about the end of an event once it's over.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Your favorite part of the night was?
Oh gosh, you always ask me this and you put me on the spot, so I should be prepared. I think really it's just a matter of seeing it all come together. We think about all the little details, and then when it's actually go time, some of those things kind of fall off or you didn't think about or whatever. So all the preparation that goes into it, but then actually seeing it come together and seeing people out and enjoying themselves. It's really so that 8:30 time where the area is full and people are there, maybe dancing a little bit. I think that's kind of like, okay, this was good.
You that's know? Awesome.
And takedown was pretty seamless. So it's like, okay, it all just came together. There was no pain points or anything. It's like we've done it before or something.
Yeah, maybe a little bit. So you're learning. There you go again. We're speaking here with the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti, for our Dallas County Let's Talk program. And Lindsay, well, the fun doesn't stop there. Of course, you know, with us being about to be in August, the fourth annual Chamber Open Golf Outing at the Perry Golf and Country Club is coming up. And you talked about this before. It's not just for chamber members.
That's right. So we call it the Chamber Open because it's supporting the chamber, but it is open to anyone. So we still have some spots available for people if they want to join in a team. I think we even have some sponsorship options available if you want to be a whole sponsor and get your sign out there. We kind of have the usual suspects of people that sign up for these kinds of things, but we've got some new names and faces coming out as well. So it's kind of fun to see, put the word out there, the invite, and then see what happens sometimes. So we've got a couple new teams, which is exciting. Some new businesses that present the opportunity to build the relationship, maybe even make connections as new businesses with other businesses, to feel connected to the community. So all of those opportunities, you know, we talk about it all the time, of bringing people together, making the connection, having community pride, shopping local, knowing local. That's all what it's all about. You know, yes, it's about having fun. Yes, it's about raising money, but really it's the connections that make it important to continue to do this kind of thing so that, you know, 6 months from now, when something comes up, like you've made that connection already and you feel comfortable reaching out to them for whatever reason. And so that's why our chamber coffees are so important, to kind of have those, that platform for connection. But then, you know, something as silly as getting out on the golf course and running into people that you might not know. So big thank you to everyone that supported that effort so far. It's hosted by the Chamber Foundation as a fundraiser for the foundation that gives back to the Perry Chamber of Commerce. So a little complicated, but on the back end, but ultimately it all goes to support the community. So a big thanks to the Country Club and the work that they're helping us with to host it, as well as the sponsors. Backwards Boutique is hosting the food part of it. So all golfers are able to have lunch included in their registration, and then it's open for members to come out and enjoy as well. So even if you're not golfing, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., you can come out for member luncheon, again, for that connection. So hoping that people take part in that. Yeah, so get out, get a team together, team of four, 9 a.m. or 1 p.m. We've got more openings at 9. 1 p.m. is almost full. Just come out, even getting prizes. So we're having some fun this year. My favorite prize is best dressed, because I love goofy golf shirts. And so, you know, it started 1 year where we had like an extra prize and on the spot coming up with something to give away. And so we've kind of carried that forward, and it's been fun to see some people do that, or maybe that's their natural state. I don't know.
Sure.
But we'll have fun things like games and contests hosted by the sponsors, and then little mini fundraisers too. So kind of the longest drive and closest to the pin, you know, those kinds of contests. Yeah. But then even the like paid to move up and you know, bags and fun things. So it's been fun to work with the committee on that, to come up with some new ideas. And some of our sponsors always come up with fun activities on the whole while you're waiting for the next team to go and whatever. So yeah, just a big thanks to everyone that, you know, helps make it a fun, unique event, because there's lots of golf outings out there, but this one being focused on the businesses has a different pace to it. So yeah, that's next Friday already. And it's kind of the end of the summer. It's kind of like the, you know,
right,
we'll be into August and back to school time already. So
I know.
Here's
yeah.
where we're at.
No, you're absolutely right. And yeah, so no, that all sounds fun. Now, obviously, you're talking about getting the teams together. How much will that cost?
Yes. So we have the option for the 9 a.m. or 1 p.m. So if you're just doing the nine holes, it's $200 for a team of four. If you are wanting to do the full day, if we still have spots, it is $350. Okay. But again, that includes goodie bags, your luncheon, and then supporting the chamber as well. Cart rental is an option too. So
awesome. All right. Well, thank you for going over that. As we end here, of course, still got the farmers market going strong. And can you talk about the other things that are going on here in the community?
Yeah, I mean, we talk about it all the time. There's always something going on. So,
always.
You know, the library is finishing up their summer program. So I think they're going to be giving out some prizes and things to kind of end that. So another reason that we're coming to the close of the summertime, you know, there's always, you know, different things like the Senior and Family Healthcare Expo at the hospital next Wednesday. Of course, the free summer movies. Chamber Coffee will be coming up soon enough on August 8th, and then different businesses hosting their activities as well. So check out the radio's community calendar, check out the chamber's community calendar. No excuse to be bored in this town, because there's always something going on.
There you go. You should get that trademark. There is no excuse to. All right. Well, there you go. That is why she is the Perry Chamber Director, because you have clever sayings like that.
Right.
That is Lindsay Vicini, the Perry Chamber Director, joining us here for our Dallas County Let's Talk program. And Lindsay, as always, really appreciate you.
Hey, thank you.
You are absolutely welcome. Our Dallas County Let's Talk program, always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.